Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Okay, so day two of stress and overwhelm. And I'm having stress and overwhelm. Oh, my God. Ooh, I had a challenging technical morning. So here I am in the midst of it, just like you. Trying to cope with lots and lots of things to do. Whew. So I get it. I'm right there with you. And the opportunity in the midst of those moments is to just feel. Ooh. So apologies for being a few minutes late. Here we are. Here we are. So, when we have stress, the opportunity is to just feel. You know, I was teaching the level one certification for spontaneous transformation. And one of the questions was, how do you not create new walnuts? And I'll talk to you about walnuts today. And how do you not do that? You feel in the moment. You just feel it in the moment. There it is. There it is. And I can feel myself just allowing myself to be. And that is probably why all the crap that happened right before this call happened. So that I could have this moment with you to reveal to you that when life gets frustrating, when life gets overwhelming and stressful, we can just feel it. We can just acknowledge that this moment is hard. And feel it. Just allow it. We get to just be me. I get to just be me. You get to just be you. We get to just be. So I'm not doing this to get your sympathy at all. And I had a little temper tantrum before the call started because I couldn't get unwrapped from my microphone. It fell off three times. It got wrapped in my chair. Oh my goodness gracious. So there's a lot I have to do in order to get these things coordinated for the simulcast. Just a lot of little details. And this morning, every single detail didn't go right. And I got frustrated. So here it is. Okay, so what happens in those moments is we each have coping mechanisms, and mine is a temper tantrum. And for me, it releases steam. For me, it releases the tension and the pressure of the moment. All of you have a different version of temper tantrums. I don't know if Rita's on. Can you folks on Facebook Live hear me? Yeah, okay. So, great. If you could help Grace, Rita. Okay, so thank you for the support and the love. It feels great. And and in these moments, again, we just get to feel. We just get to be. So yesterday I talked about the boy and the dog. I talked about the moment of trauma, that happens. And in that moment of trauma, we've made conclusion about what life is. In that moment of trauma, we've encapsulated it. We've held on to the emotions that we weren't allowed to feel in the moment. That little boy wasn't allowed to express how scared he was to his mom. His mom just fluffed him off. So he held on to that. Because if he had expressed it, it likely would have been not safe at all, maybe even dangerous. And in many situations with true trauma, it's actually dangerous. It's actually dangerous to express. So we encapsulated, and I call them walnuts. I was given this vision of the mechanism of holding on to the upset to protect us. It's not repressing it because it needs to be repressed. It's repressing it for us so that we can survive. So there's these walnuts inside us that have the emotions that were unexpressed held within a hard shell. And they influence us because the hard shell has protection. Oh, my computer just went off. Oh, my goodness gracious. This morning just keeps getting better and better. Okay. So the hard shell of the walnut is protecting us from the emotion. And then we create these wild and amazing coping mechanisms to ensure that we don't go anywhere near those emotions. So we go into amazing gyrations to avoid our emotions. Amazing gyrations to avoid our emotions. Because the emotion, when the first time that emotion was expressed, it was not okay. So we shoved it down and we put it into this hard casing. It looks like a walnut kind of. And what we also hid in that is the truth of who we are, that I call the diamond that is sitting in the middle of the walnut. And these walnuts are now beliefs about who we are. And the coping mechanisms are also the beliefs. So the belief that the little boy had, I'm sweating like, I am perspiring like crazy. For those of you who joined me late, I had a really rough morning, and I had a little temper tantrum before the call started. And there's no accidents that I had a lot of emotion, and there's no accidents that happened on the day two of stress and overwhelm. You know, it's healer, heal thyself. I'm telling you, a lot of the times I'm doing these programs for me, and you just get to come along for the ride. Oh, so the point of that is, when I started this program, I was in tears, and it's okay. Because now I've cracked enough walnuts that I get to just feel in the moment, not have to repress it and suppress it anymore, and not have to be happy. It's funny, I had a dream last night that I was angry at someone backstage at some kind of an event. And then as soon as the lights went on, I went, and in the moment I thought, boy, that's so fake. I don't want to be that. So here I am. That's probably why I created so many amazing catastrophes before this call started, so I could have a little temper tantrum, so I could share with you right now, it's okay to feel. It's okay to feel that frustration. It's okay to have that moment of breakdown and just release the tension. So we've got a whole whack of walnuts in us based on all of these traumas that happened initially, and then there's pseudo-traumas that happen from it, because we now have this universe that has the fabric of our universe is filled with the vibration of these beliefs, these core beliefs. The little boy's was, if I'm in bliss, I could die. My skateboard's more important than my mom, than me. My mom's doesn't love me, doesn't care enough about me. Those are the beliefs that are held in these walnuts, or the emotions then that were unexpressed emotions were held in the walnuts, and the beliefs that he formed are part of that system of protection. And so these beliefs are deep in the unconscious running us. And when we start cracking the walnuts, it doesn't mean that overwhelm and stress and everything, the circumstances that are creating them can definitely change. I talked about that yesterday. And life will still show up, but we get to be different in the face of it. I get to, it's so funny because this is new, this, and it's no accident, it's happening right during stress and overwhelm week, that I can feel space in my chest now from having that little temper tantrum. I can feel the space in my chest just from having it, knowing I'm having it, and releasing it in a moment with some tears. And it lasted 3 minutes. And therefore, I didn't have to create another walnut and suppress it. So, we've got a bunch of walnuts that are ready to be cracked, open, and loved, and honored, and seen. So, what does that look like? Well, it looks like just allowing the emotions to be expressed. That's pretty much it. And that's very, very much what my spontaneous transformation system of healing is to just let the walnuts be expressed. The emotions that are held in the walnuts be expressed, because in the middle of it is actually the truth of who you are, the diamond of who you are. And you'll find as you start cracking these walnuts, the diamonds that are in the middle of these walnuts, the truth of you, are actually very much your noble qualities, your divine qualities, that one of which we played with yesterday. And for those who listen to the bonus call, you'll get to see all of them. We might play with another noble quality today. So that this was an unexpected start. And I feel like I want to apologize because I don't want to make these shows about me, but I trust the process. I'm doing a pseudo-apology. My personality is apologizing. My soul is saying, yay! It's a great teaching moment. So everyone take a nice deep breath right now. Whew. And just imagine what it would be like if you could just express that tension in some way. Just imagine what it would be like if you could express that tension in some way. So what would that look like? Would it look like going for a walk? Would it look like hitting a pillow? Would it look like, and it's in the moment thing. Would it look like singing? Would it look like painting? Would it look like writing? Would it look like writing in your journal? Would it look like talking to a friend? Would it look like doing yoga? Would it look like watching TV? Would it look like reading a book? Would it look like, one of my tension-releasing moments is to go and sit in my hammock and just rock and watch the clouds. So, okay, I'm hearing now what's what we're doing today. And part of what I say when I'm hearing, I can hear my own inspiration. That's what happens. When we free ourselves up, we can hear our own inspiration. And that's what we're working towards with you as well, that we clear enough space so that you can hear yourself and your inspiration and your own guidance. So I'm going to give you some homework to put in your journal. And I'll talk about it in tomorrow's email. So you're going to get a page right now. Get a page out in your journal. Let's see, I probably don't have a blank page here. Oh, I do. I have a whole blank journal here. Look at that. Look how smart I was. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to show you what this looks like. My handwriting is terrible. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Two narrow columns in the middle, a column on the outside, and a column on the inside. I'll try and create this document for you and send it and post it. But if you want to do it now, you can. So on one side, I think it's backwards for you on Facebook Live, but on the right side, the top column says stress. And then the skinny column beside it says number. So stress, number, and then number, and then peace. Okay, stress, number, number, peace. So the big column on the left is peace. The big column on the, on the left is stress. On the right is peace. Oh, my God. For those who are online, you're going, what the hell is she talking about? of, anyway, I'll create this document for you. And then there's a number and a number. Okay, so here's how this works. And this will be in your journal, or I'll give you a page. And what you're going to do is you're going to capture what's stressful each day. And you can do this each day if you like, or you can do it in aggregate. And you're going to write on the left-hand column what is stressful. Okay, so preparing for these calls is stressful. And then you give the stress a number. So for me, preparing for these calls right now is about a 9 out of 10 stress. Okay, so preparing for the call, 9 out of 10 stress. And then on the peace side, you're going to put things, activities that reduce your stress. Okay, so being in my hammock, that's a 9 stress reliever. So if I'm having a 9 stress moment, I'm going to choose from my list of peace a 9 non-stress, a 9 stress reliever. So the peace is the stress reliever side, okay? So you're going to start capturing all of the things that relieve stress, all of the things that create peace in your life, okay? Sorry, I've got leftover tears in my nose. So you're going to write down all the things in your life that create peace, all the things that create peace, all the things that relieve stress. Reading, writing in your journal, going for a walk, talking to a friend, reading a book. Reading a book is really high for me, too. That's about a 9 as well. I haven't done that in a while. So I'm realizing right now, no wonder my stress is up. I haven't been doing my stress relievers. Okay, so capture all the things in your life that reduce stress and do them. So if you have a particularly stressful day and you notice on your list that you had 3 9s, then you've got to find on your stress reliever list on the other side, on the right side, 3 9 activities or an extended 1 9. Right? So, there's stress. And then there's peace, and there's activities that create peace. And your job in the next 7 days, and if you're with me for the extended 21 days, the extra 14, is to capture all of the things that create peace and do them in alignment. If you have a 5 stress day, do something that is a 5 not stress reliever, 5 peace creator. Okay, so you're balancing out your days with this. Thanks, Robin. Robin's saying I'm human too. Oh, that's for frickin' sure. I am extremely human. Whew. So that is a really powerful thing to do. And here's what that's going to do. There's a physiology with stress. Stress is part of the sympathetic nervous system. It creates fight or flight. And when we are in fight or flight, we are either running or we're fighting. And there's also a third one, which is freezing. And most of you would call that procrastination, paralyzed by procrastination. These are stress. This is a result of fight or flight. Okay. Now, in modern times, there's lots of things that create fight or flight, but it isn't modern times that's creating it. It's our beliefs that are creating fight or flight. It's our beliefs. It's our thoughts. And guess where those beliefs and thoughts are coming from? They're coming from the walnuts. They're coming from the old traumas that have happened that have created beliefs deep in the unconscious that are creating protection mechanisms that are protecting them, the belief from us, and we don't want it. We're protecting ourselves from getting back to that moment of trauma. We don't want to go there again. So we protect ourselves from us, and the emotions are protecting itself from us as well. So it's protecting us, I should say, right? So we've got all these coping mechanisms that are protecting the walnuts. And that's creating stress, huge stress. That's creating huge amounts of fight or flight. So we're creating all of this. But again, and I'm not, I don't want you to think that, oh my God, I'm creating all of this. I suck. That's not what I want to happen. No, there's a really good reason why you have these coping mechanisms. Important reasons. In fact, these coping mechanisms like blame and judgment and lashing out and temper tantrums, they're all here for a reason. They support you until they don't. They're here to protect you and make you feel safe until they don't. And when they don't is moments like this, that I just had, when upset overcomes me and I get to feel my feelings and just be me. And then I get to do spontaneous transformation technique on myself, saying, that was a really big reaction. And I get to go to the part of me that reacted. So we're going to do that right now. We're going to do a spontaneous transformation technique on our part, the part of us that reacts. And they react for really, really good reasons. So again, I'm not telling you to stop doing anything or start doing anything. What I am telling you to do is start noticing. That's the dominant theme throughout our 7 days together, and then if you join the additional 14. Notice. I get to notice this morning that it's okay for me to release pressure because I have a really intense life at the moment. It's okay for me to release pressure in those moments. And it's also, if I'm in overreaction, which I was this morning, I get to look at that and honor the part of me that needs to go into overreaction. One of my genius coping mechanisms is a good defense, is the best defense is a good offense. And let me tell you, I've been pretty offensive. In many, many, many instances in my life. Gosh, at least I'm cute. So, we have these amazing coping mechanisms that keep us safe. And now we get to notice them. And we get to do a few things around that. We get to do some spontaneous transformation around it. And once you do this a couple of times, you'll start to get the hang of it. I also have a course that I will share towards the end of this, where I will show you, teach you how to do spontaneous transformation so it becomes a practice for yourself, for every day, for moments like this. And we get to notice and pay attention, and that alone is enormous, because when you know something, you can't unknow it. You can't unknow it. When you see it now, and now you get to have space in your field to respond to it instead of going into reaction, which is what I did this morning. And the reactions are good. All of it is good. All of it is important. All of it is grist for the mill. All of it is insight and information that we can now use, because we're coming at it from a slightly different perspective. We're coming at it from the perspective of, look at that. Look at how I'm behaving. Look at my beliefs. Look at the coping mechanisms. What are we going to do about it? Okay, so let's do a spontaneous transformation right now, because I sure need one. Okay, so think of something that is stressful in your life right now that is causing, like, sleepless nights. If you're in this for a reason, so there's likely something there. And if not, then just find something that's reasonably stressful or a moment of stress. Okay, just find that. I think I have one. Just a few minutes ago, I got one. So bring your attention to that. Oh my gosh, we are so adorable. I can't wait till you can giggle at yourself like I can giggle at me. It's very, very freeing to love and honor that part of me that just freaks out. Anyway, so bring your attention to that stress, to that intensity, and see if there's an emotion there. See if there's an emotion there. Yeah. And if there's not, that's okay. You can just kind of sense the intensity. And bring that into your physical body. Not bring it. Notice where it is in your physical body. Where is that in your physical body? And I can feel that right here in my physical body. So you're going to bring your attention to that part of your physical body, but you're going to do so by being an observer, an observer, an observer. Okay, so before you bring your attention there, you're going to embody this energy, this archetype of observer. Now, the observer is neutral. and even somewhat detached in that neutrality, but it's the neutral, kind of like what we where we went yesterday into the white light. It's a neutral that is of love, but it is neutral nonetheless. And it has a lot of compassion at the same time, but neutral compassion, meaning that neutral energy gives space to this part of us that we're about to interact with. Okay, so it might be a spiritual scientist. It might, the archetype might be like Mother Mary, like a mothering, archetypal mother energy, kind of like Mary. It might be a guardian angel energy. It might be a fairy energy. It might be a fairy godmother energy. Embody one of those and just notice what it feels like right now to be this observer that is neutral, powerful, neutral, is able to give the space to others, and is very present in compassion and support as well. Just embody it. What's that like? Feel what that's like to be the observer. And now as that observer, as that embodied observer, you're going to bring your attention to this area of your physical body. Bring your attention there. And as you get closer to it, you notice that there's a younger version of you. There's a little one of you, a younger version of you in that area. And you as the observer, remember you're the observer, are going to bring that observer, embodied observer self to this little one, to this younger version of you. And you're just going to make yourself known as the observer. And as the observer, remember, you're a little bit detached, which means you're giving this little one, this younger version of you, space to just be. And the younger version of you notices you and notices that you as the observer are giving them space. That's it. And they get to just be them. And it's a beautiful shift that just happened. And you're going to say to this beautiful, as the observer, you're going to say to this little one, to this younger version of you, I'm here and I'm present and I'm not leaving you. I'm here and I'm present in support and I'm not going anywhere. I'm here to love you and honor you and acknowledge you, and I'm not leaving. That's it. There's a beautiful transformation that just happened just from that. That's it. And so we just bring our attention to that little one fully and bring our attention of the embodied observer in support. And we just say to them, around this stress and around the emotion that is present around it, this is your chance to finally just feel. Just feel the emotions. Just express the emotions that are present. Just have an experience of expressing whatever is here. And there might be tears, there might be yelling, there might be sadness, there might be temper tantrums, there might be hiding in a corner. Whatever it is, you as the observer are observing in compassion, giving them space to just feel it, to finally just feel. To finally feel. And we're just going to say, as the observer to this little one, you can either repeat after me if you'd like. We're going to say to them, I'm so sorry for what happened. The first time this happened, I'm so sorry for what happened. And now it's time to just feel. And I know, the observer is saying, I know. The first time this happened, it wasn't safe to feel. Well, this is a field of deep safety. And it's time to finally give voice to what was previously unvoiceable. And we just let them feel and feel. Then we let them rage or scream or express the fear or the terror or whatever it is. We just let them feel. And remember, you are the observer and they're feeling. You observe, they feel. You observe, they feel. You observe, they feel. Okay, and if a memory is coming up, we just push the memory aside. The memory doesn't matter. All that matters is just the emotions that are finally being expressed around that memory. And the memory just fades away, and we are 100% focused as the observer on the little one, just finally, finally feeling. And if you are feeling tears yourself, you just say to the little one, as the observer, claim the observer, and just say to the little one, I love you so much. I care about you so much. I am willing to feel this with you. You say that to the little one, I'm willing to feel this with you, but you are letting them do all the feeling and you're doing all the observing, and you get to feel with them, but they're doing the feeling, okay? And we just let them feel and express however they want. And we basically say to them, you don't have to change. We're not asking you to change. We don't need you to change. Just feel. Just feel. Just feel. And if they're reaching for you, go to them. If they want space, give them space. And we just tell them that the first time it wasn't safe, and now it's safe. And we say, as they're feeling, we say, of course you would feel that way. Of course you would feel that way. Of course you would feel that way. How else could you feel? Of course you would feel that way. Of course you would feel that way. Of course. That is an appropriate feeling, given the circumstances. That was appropriate and is an appropriate expression of your emotions right now. It's as it should be. It is appropriate. And we just thank them for being so brave to hold on to that emotion so that we could survive. We thank them for saving us. And we just let them feel finally. Thank you for saving us by holding on to this emotion. And thank you for having the courage right now to finally express this feeling. There we go. And a beautiful healing singularity now. We are the observer observing them feeling. We observe, they feel. We observe, they feel. And we just tell them how much we love them. And you might notice that there's this beautiful energy of love that is moving in. This beautiful, sweet, pristine, powerful, loving, gentle, sweet love entering in their field and loving them. And we just share with them in turn how much we love them. I'm so sorry for what happened. I love you so much. I love you. You can repeat after me. You can find your own words. I love you. I'm so sorry, sweet one. I'm so sorry. I love you so much. And this love is moving in. And you might notice that the love is getting bigger and bigger and bigger than the original upset. The love is moving in. And what's beautiful is that the feeling that is happening, the emotion that is being expressed, is creating an activation for this love to enter in and show them the truth of who they really are. There we go. We're in a beautiful healing singularity now. And they just get to feel and feel and feel and receive this love. And it's huge. It's moving in and loving them and acknowledging them. And there's an energy in there of they're there. They're there. You find your words to describe that. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. They just get to feel. We've got this long tide healing, which is beautiful. It's a sign of deep, deep, deep transformation. As we get to marinate in this love with them. And they get to feel the love that's always been here. They just didn't know how to see it or experience it. And we thank them for their amazing courage. For their brilliance. And we just watch them receive this love and bathe in this love and shower in this love. Receive this love. That's it. Wow, the unwinding healing singularity is going on for a beautifully long time. That's it. And we just love them and honor them and thank them. There we go. Whew. There we go. And now this universal vacuum, if you will, is coming in and cleaning up any old dust bunnies that are no longer needed as this belief is repatterned, as this new energy comes in of love and power. And we ask the little one, what is it that you, around all of the stress, around all of the upset, around the resolution that just happened, around all of it, around the feelings you just expressed, what is it that you need now? What do you need now? And the observer asks the little one this. The observer asks the little one, younger self, what is it that you need now? And you wait and you listen. Okay. And when we say to them, what would it look like and feel like if that were fully, if that need were fully expressed? And we ask, we have them tell us, okay? So they, the little one, is going to share with us what it would be like if that need were fully expressed. What would that be like? Okay. And then you ask, what does that feel like? To have that need fully expressed. What's that like? So you describe the fully expressed need. So what would it be like if that were part of your daily life, that need expressed? What would it be like if your thoughts and your emotions were singing off of that page? What would that be like? Notice it. What we're doing is we're shining the light of consciousness now on something. We're shining the light of consciousness on one of these diamonds. This is the truth of who you are. And this is what gets revealed when we unwind the old emotions, unwind those old moments of trauma. We get to recognize, recognize the truth of who we are. And this need expressed is that truth. So today in your journal, write down what it feels like to be this energy. Notice it trickle in through your day. Notice the things that are attracted to this energy, like kindness and support and love. You might witness it third hand, but watch for it. Watch for it today. How this energy that is now coursing through your field of being is creating a resonant energy that is going to have you lift your chin up to see this like energy in your life. Notice it. Capture this in your journal. And thank you for a beautiful, beautiful day two. Thank you for allowing me to be right there in the ditch, in the trenches with you. Thank you for allowing yourself to feel the feelings in the moment so that you don't have to create any new walnuts. I love you. I thank you, and I'm honored and privileged to play with you. And I will see you on day three. Bye, everyone.